אם היית שואל אותי, מי צריך להיות הראשון לטבוע בים? If you would ask me, who's the first Egyptian who should go down and drown in the sea? מי הייתי אומר שצריך להיות הראשון? Who would you say? Who's the worst Egyptian responsible for everything who should drown first? What do you guys say?
Paro.
Paro. Very good. Right? And yet, we know that according to the Midrash, who is the only Egyptian who survived at the splitting of the sea? Paro. Right? So, what's going on here? On Shabbat, at the Shabbos table, one of the girls asked me this question. She asked me, "Why? I don't understand. Why doesn't Paro die?" So I gave my suggestion. I said, well, Paro needed to be the witness. He needed to tell the world about what happened. Maybe to show us that even Paro could do tshuva. According to a different midrash, he was the king over Nineveh. So that's the first idea that came to my head. But Rav Shlomo has a brilliant new idea. Why did Pharaoh get off the hook? Paro, זה שאיבד את בני ישראל במשך כל התנשנים, זה שאיני הורים ילדים, זה שנתן הוראה לזרוק תינוקות בני יומם למים, the one who threw all the children to the river, the one who did all these, you know, that subjugated us all these hundreds of years, he should be the first one to die, and yet he's the one that survived. So what's going on here? Any ideas before we see Shlomo's suggestion? Why did God spare Pharaoh?
Maybe God wanted him to change from negativity to positive.
Okay, maybe there's some symbolism here, and we're giving, if Pharaoh can change from negative to positive, then everyone can. It's a beautiful idea. Okay, I like it. But he's going to give a little different idea. הדבר הכי מטורף הוא שכל המטרים תבואו חוץ מאחד, חוץ מפרו. משה רבינו הושיט את ידו ושלף אותו במים. איך זה יכול להיות? There's an idea that Moshe put his hand out and drew him out of the water. That's what the Midrash says. Moshe himself saved Pharaoh. Imagine the scene. Could be in the Prince of Egypt. Pashut, Yehudi lo shocheach. A Jew never forgets. Im kol hadvarim haraim, Pharaoh ya dmut shel Abba l'Moshe. With all the horrible things that Pharaoh did, Pharaoh was still a father figure to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hu haya tov el Moshe kesheya yelad katan. When Moshe was a little kid, Pharaoh was like a father figure. Assuming it's the same Pharaoh, but if it was the other Pharaoh, then they were brothers. But okay, Moshe is assuming that this is a father figure Pharaoh. האם אפשר להחזיר לו טובה בזמן טוב יותר מאשר כשהוא באמת בצרות? Is there any better time to pay back Pharaoh than the time that he really, really calls out? So you see the symbolism here? Moshe was lifted out of the water by Pharaoh when he was a little kid in his time of travail. And then Moshe himself lifts Pharaoh out of the water during Pharaoh's time of pain. You see what's going on here? אתם יודעים מה זה אומר? You know what this means? הקדושה של יהודי היא שהוא לא שוכח לשנייה אחת כשמישהו עשה לו טובה. A Jew never forgets when somebody does him good. A Yehudi means Todah, right? We've spoken about this many times. Not just to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also to each other. There's a lot of people that are davening all day saying thank you, thank you, thank you. But when it comes to other people, they're not so grateful. But this is teaching us, Gam ze adam harakub biyoter ba'olam, even the most rotten person in the world, if he did something good to us, we have to remember it. Actually, we saw this in last week's shiur, the Parsha shiur. We're talking about how the Jewish people are obligated to remember what the Egyptians did for us, right? Even though they did all those terrible things, they still can't, we let an Egyptian convert to the Jewish people because they hosted us. So here, God's remembering the fact that Pharaoh was nice to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he saves him because of that kindness, even though he did a lot of terrible things. But still, it's teaching us to still remember the good. You know, sometimes because one person does what in the media today, it's a very popular thing that if a person does, he could be doing something amazing his whole life, but if he makes one mistake, that's it. He's horrible. He's terrible. He's X. He's off the list. And I think it's mamish the opposite of the Torah's view. The Torah describes people as they are, and all of our tzaddikim also made mistakes. Right? Yaakov Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, they're not perfect. David HaMelech, right? But they just because you mess up one time doesn't mean that you're not we don't have what to remember. So even with Pharaoh, the most despicable person, Hashem remembers the good when he was kind to Moshe. Kriyat Yamsuf ze lo rak lizkor ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu asa b'shvilcha. Ela gam kama ta zocher ma anashim acharim asu b'shvilcha. Kama ta zocher ma hem chavrim tovrim. How much do you remember who were there for you when you really needed them? And it's like, I think there's a... Yeah, sorry?
What are you reading? Which pasuk are you reading?
So today we're this class is all the teachings of Rav Shlomo Carlbach in his own words. So you're not going to find this in the Chumash itself. It's in Rav Shlomo Katz's Sefer. It's in the actual words of Rav Shlomo. You can imagine Rav Shlomo Carlbach actually teaching this. It's from his mouth directly. Yeah? But I think it's a gorgeous idea, especially for husbands and wives. You know, but anytime, but especially, let's say you're mad at your wife or your husband, and you can start focusing on the negative thing that she or he's doing to you, or you can realize, wow, but so many other times they've been so kind and good to me, right? Just the fact that I'm not alone right now, you know, on another Saturday night alone, remember back to those single days, you know, even if she's... Not, but do you focus on the bad or do you look for the good? So a yid is someone who's always looking for the good, and even Pharaoh, we remember the good that he did for him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him because of the good that he did. It's a nice Torah, no? It's a good cash Torah. Gevalt. Beautiful.